Macabre misfortune.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 103 of Macabre Misfortunes. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Tracy.
Tracy, this episode tonight is definitely going to teach people that A, they shouldn't trespass, and B, they definitely shouldn't take unnecessary chances.
I feel ya.
This takes place at the University of the South. That's in Sewanee, Tennessee. Now, this is a private university. It's owned by 28 different Southern Dioceses of the Episcopal Church.
Oh, that's nice.
Its School of Theology is an official seminary of the church. So this is where they're sending people to get trained to become
a priest
or whatever they call their preachers, reverends, whatever the case is. I do think it is priest, though. The university also offers degrees in American literature and creative writing. Check this out. The campus, nicknamed The Mountain, consists of 13,000 acres of serene mountain property.
Oh, dang, that sounds awesome.
It sits right on top of the Cumberland Plateau.
Nice.
The developed part, the part where all the campus and stuff is, sits on about 1,000 acres. So, pretty good sized campus.
Yes.
All right, so let's go back to October 11th, 2001. It's approximately 1:30 a.m. Wesley C. Michael, a 19-year-old freshman from Vermont, and a group of 11 other friends decide that they're going to sneak into the Templeton Library. That's on campus, but not directly. So it's down a little bit. You know, it's got to be a religious school when the most mischievous thing that they can do at 1:30 in the morning is sneak into the library.
Well, I was just sitting here thinking the same thing. Like, why would you want to do that, of all things?
The library was obviously closed at this time, but somehow Wesley and his friends were able to get into the library. It's unclear why they went there, and I'll tell you why it's unclear a little bit later. So they're inside, and the group find a laundry chute. Well, Wesley made the decision that it was going to be really fun to slide down the laundry chute. What he didn't realize at the time is that this was not a laundry chute. So he gets in, he slides down the dark hole, and when he reached a certain point near the bottom, he passed a sensor. That sensor triggered and turned on the trash compactor.
Oh, geez. Please don't.
Within moments, and no chance to escape, Wesley was crushed by the machine.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my gosh.
Luckily, none of the other guys chose to follow him down. The others immediately called police. Now, they were supposed to follow him down. That was the initial plan.
Right.
But once he didn't make it all the way down and they could hear what was going on,
they
didn't.
Oh, my gosh.
By the time the police got there, obviously, it was simply too late. The police report did not list any foul play in the incident. So the question is, why did Wesley choose to do this? Was he dared? We will probably never know, just like we'll never know the reason that they went to the library to begin with, because the others in that group have never given their answers and have pretty much refused to talk about it. So I guess they all become monks or something and took a vow of silence instead of doing what they were supposed to do.
Yeah, well,
Tracy, can you imagine getting crushed in a trash compactor.
No. That is beyond horrible. No. What?
Nothing. I'm just saying. That's.
I know. I'm just kind of picturing it in my mind, and it's awful. I mean, good Lord. I just can't believe they wouldn't tell why they were trying to get in there in the first place.
I'm not saying they didn't tell the police, and the police just didn't release it. But, you know, there seems like there's got to be more to that story.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't see how. I don't know. I'm not saying the kid was pushed. I'm not saying, but, you know, first of all, why did 12 people decide to break into the library?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, there had to be, I know it wasn't to go read books. They had to have something else going on.
Well, and surely, did they break in with the sole, I did read one story that said they broke in with the sole intent of going down that laundry chute. But that sounds crazy. I mean, they're like, hey, let's go break in the library at 1:30 in the morning and go down the library chute. Or the laundry chute.
Yeah.
That just makes no sense.
Uh-uh. None at all.
So, I don't know.
Well, that poor kid.
It's a jacked up story, and this was a super short episode. Again, we don't have a commercial, but this was shorter than last week's.
Mm-hmm.
But we had company come into town. My best friend came into town to spend the weekend. I wanted to put something out for you guys.
So. Right.
And this story was crazy.
Yeah.
Tracy, you want to end up with a joke?
I'm sure you have one.
Let's do a knock-knock joke.
Who's there? Oh, we didn't say it yet. Sorry.
You start it.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Me. That ain't the way it goes.
Seriously, let's do a joke. All right. So a man comes home. He's irate. He says to his wife, I just saw that you have a Tinder profile. And I'm pissed. You are such a liar. You are not fun to be around.
Well, she got off easy then.
Anyways, we love you guys. We'll talk to you next week.
Love y'all. Bye.